Yo, what's up, street togs, street gods, early morning togs, whipped togs, or come to the house. All right, some thoughts. What do I really want? So, I mean, it's kind of like impossible to know what the rest of the world wants, but it's easier to ascertain what you want. It's so funny because I always speak hyperbole, you guys know this, right? It's like, whatever I think I want, I think it's like what everyone else wants, right? And obviously I cannot generalize, but you know, I think I could speak with greater clarity what I personally believe in. All right, so anyways, the first thing is, I think I'm trying to like transcend myself, like, you know, out of body experience and stuff like that. There's a gym in like Culver City called Six Packs Gym, S-I-X-P-A-X Gym. And apparently the dude's, I think the guy's on the juice. I'm pretty sure, the guy's on the juice is like bald, right? There's another pro tip. Trust no bald weightlifter, bodybuilder, powerlifter, whatever. It's because, it's definitely a sign that he's on the juice. Or, you know, maybe they just like have poor genetics, they have no hair. But my heuristic is, right? Trust no human being or individual or athlete who has this look where they're like super jacked but bald and have a beard, tattoos. It's kind of like the typical CrossFit fit mid 50s dude, definitely on some juice. Joe Rogan, obviously on the juice. Even Dr. Dre, I remember I first watched a video when Dr. Dre got super jacked and now I think he's like really fat again. Like super bald, right? Also, you can think, okay, so this is my unorthodox theory too, right? Okay, and you know, gym bro talk, right? Like, I've actually met dudes who knew Steph Curry and all the dudes, right? So think about it, right? Like, think about every single NBA player you love, right? Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant. Question, dot, dot, dot. Why are they all bald? I think it was on the juice, right? Because, you know, like, especially back in, like, the 80s, 90s, like, steroids, taking juice, it wasn't really considered steroids. It was more like, you know, these dudes keep getting injured. Like, Kobe, bro, he broke his ankle, like, 9 times, right? And so, you know, there's only so much, like, injecting stem cells into your ankle could do. You're probably on some sort of, like, cortisol juice, something, recovery regimen, something, right? And if you watch the Netflix documentary Chasing Icarus, okay, this is one thing that Netflix is good for. I've definitely watched at least 5 or 6 really like eye-opening documentaries on Netflix about fitness, which has really opened my eyes. But anyways, so Chasing Icarus, essentially the dude accidentally finds out that all the Russian dudes are like on the juice, and it's like some crazy, you know, James Bond type like sneaking performance enhancing drugs through like the urinal wall with, like, it's crazy, right? But anyways, typically what happens is, the good thing about doing an early morning vlog and taking pictures too, right? So you kill 2 people and solo. Look at this beautiful scene. Can you see that? You see it, right? And also, am I the only one who is like vlogging on an iPad Pro caseless? Like making it cool to be Asian again, right? And also if you're curious, the newest Air Kim scoop, just Google the, or YouTubies or chat, Grocket Air Kim 6.6 body weight rack pull. Was it 493 kilograms and I'm 75 kilograms? Was that like 1,080? Something like, I'm like losing count this time, but anyways, I'm gunning for half door numbers. I'm gonna outdo him. I'm gunning for like, I don't know, 502 or 503 kilograms. How much did a half door do? Let's see. Be too quiet. The nice thing about waking up early in the morning, and the funny thing is, I don't even want to wake up in the morning, I just can't sleep no more. I'm just like thinking all the time. Anyway, so, I mean, honestly, the whole ethos of, you know, powerlifting, hype lifting, now my term demigod lifting, is you're just searching for infinity. Like Dylan LeClaire on Twitter X, the Metaplanet director, the Bitcoin strategy is towards 21 million infinity towards that, right? So this is my thought. The reason why just like seeking infinity is a good idea, and like, you know, I've always believed in like, you know, Kaizen gains from like, you know, the last 7 years. It's more interesting to continuously add, you know, 2.5 pounds to each side of the barbell week over week, or 2.5 kilos, whatever you want to do, right? And do it steadily, incrementally for like 5 or 10 years. And then you could like pull 1,200 pounds rather than just gunning for a certain number. Like, so for example, Hafthor, right? When he barefooted, deadlifted what, 502 kilograms, 501 kilograms, I forget, right? More than Eddie Hall, right? You know, obviously the dude's like juicing his eyeballs, all right? But then once he's done with that, you know, he probably doesn't have an interest on doing 503 kilograms or 600 kilograms or whatever, right? And so for me, my genuine deep curiosity has always been the limits of the human body, right? And so the reason why I think I'm breaking the internet, so I'm like 5'11", 5% body fat. I'm like Tyler Durden from Fight Club on steroids, except I'm not on steroids because, okay, do you know the secret, okay? Do you know how you know somebody on steroids or not? If they joke about being on steroids. I used to always joke with my friend. Shout out to my best friend, Jamal Molly. He's like, how you get so strong? Steroids in the left butt cheek. Always in the left butt cheek. And then Jamal would always joke. He's like, double steroids in both butt cheeks. Ah, right? Because like, a dude who's really on the juice, they're all sensitive about it because they know that they're probably shrinking their balls. They'll never joke about it. So heuristic, right? People, they joke about being on the juice, they're not on the juice. If you mention the juice and they start getting all quiet, they're probably on the juice, right? But honestly, once again, guys, like, it doesn't even matter. Like, people could do whatever they want, right? Like, some people, they be like, you know, you know, like, it really, like, okay, so at least if you're in America, right? Like, it's a free country, right? You can do whatever you want, right? Just you do you, right? And I've actually found that an effective strategy in life is, rather than just trying to lecture people, a more effective strategy is actually to just like do it yourself, and you make yourself the test case. And so, assuming that my body is like, you know, 6.6x leverage now, I'm seeking 7x leverage, maybe 8, maybe 10 leverage, maybe 100 leverage. Like, obviously, I can't do a 100 leverage. That's probably impossible. But like, to always tweak that number, it's like you know, strategy, MSTR, Michael Saylor, right? Always getting the MNAV up is a good idea. And so this is my funny thought, right? It's like, all right, Saylor, at Saylor, you're watching this, MSTR talks, right? My simple prediction, right? Okay, my rack pool PR is going to be the same as MSTR share price. So I'm right now at 493 kilograms. I'm gonna break 500 definitely in the next 3 months. I don't know, maybe one day I'll break 1,000, who knows, right? So MSTR share price will become at least $503 a share, because that's what I'm gunning for. Because yeah, the world deadlift number is 502 kilograms, yeah, I think that's right. Also, what is interesting is uh So, okay, so the secret sauce, I'll give you the Eric Kim secret sauce. Essentially, when you're doing a rack pull, you just set the pins or the height thing, right? You want the extreme best maximum leverage possible. Like people call it cheating. I'm like, no, that's like, it's like, I think if we just think of it purely from a physics perspective, right? Like, cheating is this weird, moralized, ethicalized, pseudo-virtuosity thing in fitness circles. Like, I have this heuristic, trust no CrossFitter who doesn't go to church, because a lot of people in CrossFit and, you know, whatevs and part of the, all these dudes, the problem is, you know, you don't go to church, you don't have religion, whatevs, right? You seek some sort of new godhead through some sort of notion of properness, right? So, like, once again, you could be like that, I don't know, 145-pound average American height dude, 5'11", kind of a little bit facial hair, goes to the gym, fit, he could do deadlifts with perfect form, but could can't do more than four plates kind of thing. But he kind of likes to poo-poo on everyone else because everyone else is doing bad form, they're going to hurt themselves, right? And so the whole thing, which has kind of been an interesting thought to me, why do you care if other people hurt themselves? Like, it's kind of ironic because in America, people don't care about other people. Like, I don't care about you. You don't care about me, right? Nobody cares, right? That's my sister-in-law, Jennifer, she has a t-shirt that says that, right? Nobody cares. And so as a consequence, whenever people would come up to me to the gym and say like, oh, you gotta be careful, you're gonna hurt yourself, right? I'm like, what they're really saying is, wow, I am so scared because if I tried that, I would have hurt myself or I have hurt myself in the past doing something like that. Also shout out to my friend Dima from Crunch, Big Dick Dima, Big Dick D. You're watching this, shout out, right? Or Big Butt Chris, some guys at the gym who are my friends. It was interesting because like when I was Atlas lifting over 10 plates, my friend Dima, who's like, you know, he's at the gym every single day, and it's like, you know, quite cool dude from Ukraine. You know, he was just kind of curious, right? Like I had over 10 plates, like, oh, he's like, can I just try to lift it? I'm like, yeah, go for it. Like, not a contest, right? He did it, and he's like, oops, I heard something hurt my back, and he couldn't, his back hurt for like 3 or 4 days, right? And so then, once again, I think the problem in, I don't know, mainstream America, or the internet, or the planet, whatever, right, is that, okay, this is ironic, okay? America, isn't we supposed to be the center of, like, innovation universe? Question mark. Like, this is where Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, Michael Saylor, Jay-Z, Kanye, Kendrick, this is where everyone got their wings. And my personal theory is American innovation is quite unique because 99.999% of people are still sheeple, but the American system allows 0.0001 of people to become extreme outliers, right? So once again, 493 kilogram rack pull at 75 kilogram weight, body weight is 6.6x body weight rack pull. It's kind of unheard of. So the secret is you put on a dip belt, right? And if you have a chain or some sort of thick nylon thing that you strap on, right? Essentially what you do is you kind of loop it around the center of the bar. And therefore, when you're doing a rack pull, it's actually like a glorified hip thrust. Like, imagine a standing hip thrust. And this becomes interesting because when you could lift with your hips, you at least double or triple your leverage immediately. Like, even now, like, I did 6.6x my body weight, 493 kilograms. Once again, you did the math, it's like 1,000. Like, these numbers are looking kind of fake to me. I'm going to hit... Okay. So when you're lifting with the hips, you could lift so much more. I was randomly watching this History Channel documentary series on the world's strongest man. You know, obviously all the dudes are on the juice, but there's this challenge where it was like a hip thrust challenge where essentially imagine a dip belt, right, around your hips. And there's a pin that goes in between your legs. And you just have to pick up the weight even for like half an inch. And you're lifting with your hips. And for me, yesterday, I just did it, right? 493 kilograms, 6.6x my body weight, right? towards the evening, at the end of the day, oh my gosh, this is like the most sore I've actually felt my legs and quads. And if you're curious too, like Eric Kim has the most godlike tree trunk thighs of all time. Secret, fasted. I don't eat breakfast or lunch. I haven't done this in like 7 years. Morning, just black coffee. No anything else, just black. No cream, no sugar, no milk, no soy milk, no almond milk, no cashew nut milk. No, what was it? I don't even know what it is. No, so no real milk, no fake milk. Fasted throughout the day. And yeah, when I break my fast, like 5 or 6 p.m., I try to eat at least 2 kilograms of meat. It's like 4 or 5 pounds of meat, beef or liver, beef or lamb. Typically, look at this little cute kid. Oh yeah, shout to Phnom Penh, Cambodia. Phnom Penh Lem Mui is the best. Cambodia, Phnom Penh is the best. Ditch Thailand. Thailand is a bunch of degen expats. Phnom Penh is amazing. This place is like my paradise. Look how beautiful that is. Look at that. It's like the nicest temple of all time. And also, yeah, go to Monkey Fit. Shout out to my friend Viz. Best gym on the planet. M-O-N-K-I-F-I-T, right? Oh yeah, so anyway, I was gonna say, right? So people like, you know, baffled, people's just minds are blown. Like, I done broke the matrix. Or it's not breaking the matrix per se. Essentially what happened was it's like, y'all like creativity? Question mark? It's like, I have no interest in weightlifting the way you guys do, right? Like squats, traditional deadlift, whatever's right. And so I've always thrived on innovation. And once again, the maxim, the heuristic is very simple. Increase the weight, reduce the range of motion. So honestly, if you could, okay, this is a thought experiment. If you can move 10,000 pounds for even half a quarter of an inch, right? Or if you put one of those like strongmen powerlifting rack things, right? And then like there's a barbell with like 100,000 pounds on it, and then you hold on your shoulders for half a second and you put it back and you're like still alive, you're probably not a weak person, question mark, right? And so the reason why people are confused about me, right, is that like, you know, I'm very I'm like 5% body fat. I'm like what Brad Pitt wishes he looks like, right? Like once again, 165 pounds, 5'11", 5% body fat. People are just confused, right? Because A, I don't take steroids. B, okay, and the secret too, right? I don't even consume protein powder. I haven't consumed whey protein powder, the On Whey, since I was in college, right? And I'm 37? Yeah. I was born in 88, right? So I haven't touched that stuff in like 10, 15 years. Because honestly, it's all based on FOMO marketing. You know, people are scared that like you don't have the protein powder, the protein shake before working out, you're just gonna lose out on the gains. And you know, I kind of get it. Like, you know, I'm like, think about it. Like, you're like a impressionable 15-year-old kid, getting to bodybuilding. What's the first thing that's marketed to you? Protein shakes, right? The protein powder, 100% whey. And then you realize it's just like powderized milk. And then you get into like creatine, right? It was funny because when creatine first came on the scene, like people thought it was like steroids. People were like, what is this stuff, right? But creatine, it just means flesh. And then it's like, I'm like, why don't you just eat more like beef ribs or bone marrow, right? He's like, oh, yeah, collagen. I'm like, man, y'all using this fake ass bro science. Like, don't, you gotta think critically, right? But anyways, so for me, the rack pull, especially with the dip belt attached to the center, becomes really interesting because A, okay, first things first, right? It's actually way safer. because it essentially puts no load on any uneven part of your body. It's like fully distributed. And if you watch my video, right, like I'm kind of like in a sumo, what the V stance, and as a consequence, it's like the Illuminati triangle, right? It's like all the force is perfectly aligned. I'm lifting the barbell, the weight with my hips, my hands. I just bought like the cheap $20 deadlift wrap things, no padding on Amazon. Chalk, and then you just lift with your hips, your back, right? And you know, just kind of hype yourself up, slap yourself in the face a few times, right? And then you just lift heavy, right? And what's really interesting is when you're about to do it, right, your mind enters this like berserker god mode, like soup, ironically very cut, like everything just becomes quiet. So if you watch the movie Fight Club, you know, seeing the Fight Club, everything gets quieter, right? So when I'm about to do when I'm about to attempt the one round max, right, everything goes quiet because the chance of injury is high. And people are like, oh, you'll be careful, you're gonna hurt yourself. But I'm like, bruh, I get this wisdom from my mom. I'm too wise to hurt myself. And honestly, like I've had so many injuries over the years, like bench pressing, like, you know, standard deadlift. Actually, the main reason I discovered rack pulls too, because I'm tall, right? I'm like 5'11", right? 5'11" and a half, six, right? 182 centimeters. And so as a consequence, this is my ongoing theory. To deadlift conventionally or sumo or whatever is off the floor, right? It's good for shorty guys. Like, it's really good if you're like 5 feet tall, because you want to yank that off the floor, you're only like moving the bar like half a centimeter, right? Whereas if you're tall like me, the bar has to travel like 10 more feet. And so once again, anybody who is promoting like, oh, you got boot practice form, the strange thought they have is, how dare you not do this the way I do? But once again, it becomes weird because doesn't everyone want to be exceptional? Like, I know I do. Like, you don't want to be like a clone, right? Right? Like, who wants to be a clone? Nobody, right? And so as a consequence, if you don't want to be a clone, just do stuff that's different. Okay, and then some practical thoughts on how to declone yourself or become less of a sheeples, right? First and foremost, don't follow nobody on the webs besides yourself. In fact, like, I'm starting to use ChatGPT and Grok more, and note, 50% of the information it gives you is correct. 50% of it is like totally false. Like, I was even like using ChatGPT 03 and 04 one mini something, right? And it was like, oh, Eric Kim is starting to sell hype lifting t-shirts, and they're like selling out by like 10,000 pre-orders. I'm like, what? I did? Like, no. And I was like kind of getting concerned. I'm like, is there someone else out there with a fake Eric Kim tag who's doing it? Maybe. Who knows, right? Because like, apparently he even thinks that I'm on TikTok and I'm not. It's like, you know, at Eric Kim 625 or something. Don't trust the internet. Just trust yourself. And it's funny too, because, you know, I GoPro all my stuff. And also the big thing too is that you gotta be sus of everyone. There's always some sort of hidden incentive, right? I mean, like, you know, that's cool. That's natural, right? I mean, obviously don't even trust me. I mean, just, you know, use your own brain, right? But if you think critically, right, just think about hidden incentives and motives, right? Like, I'm already Bitcoin, MSTR, MSTU, independently wealthy. I've already became super effing famous. I went viral at least like 20 times in my career. Like, it's funny because the first time I Atlas lifted over 7 plates at the gym, I didn't even know, right? Like, I don't even know how to use TikTok. I refuse to ever use TikTok because that's just like mainland China spying on you. That's not not a good idea. And so apparently I already went viral on it. It's funny because I did like a 7 plate Atlas lift and I had one of my homies spot me, right? And somebody secretly recorded me and then posted it to TikTok. And he got remixed like a million times, like 100 million times or something. And then the next day I'm in the gym and they're just like super quiet, just like staring at me on the side. I'm like, so why is everyone looking at me weird, right? this one dude is like comes up to me, he's like, bro, you went viral. And then he shows me I'm like, what? He shows me the video. And he shows me the video and I'm like, whoa. I'm like, cool. He's like, yeah, what's your Instagram? What's your TikTok? I'm like, I don't have an Instagram. Like, bro, you gotta make one, you gotta capitalize on this. I'm like, bro, I already got famous, right? They're like, you gotta start a TikTok. I'm like, I ain't starting no TikTok, right? I don't even know how to spell TikTok. also the joke too, right? Even chat remembers this. I'm like, you know, whenever I joke about steroids, like, I don't even know how to spell steroids. I don't even know how to pronounce steroids, right? another fun way to know if somebody's on the juice or not. When you're at the gym, you're like, bro, you look so jacked. You look amazing. What gear are you on? Or what cycle are you on? Are you loading, you deloading, or whatever, right? And then, like, look at them and then just, like, see the wheels turning. So, or are you on human growth hormone, HGH? Human growth, yeah, HGH, yeah. Or like, yo, you hear about what Joe Rogan? Okay, so anyways, the reason you should not take no artificial stuff is that your balls are gonna become, like, they're gonna recess back into the cavity and you're not gonna be able to have children. Not good. And the whole point of this, right? And, you know, still like hype lifting, getting my one rep max up, right? It's a means to an end, not the end in itself, because when I was able to do that magnificent lift, the rest of the day I was like so calm and so stoic and so peaceful. And so my theory, and you know, it kind of echoes Nassim Taleb, is actually ... insanely high testosterone, guys, like Eric Kim. When your testosterone is really, really high, contrary to popular belief, you actually become more calm, more friendly, more nice, more cheerful, more joyful, more happy, and less petty or angry with other people. And you know, anyone who talks about roid rage, I've never seen roid rage. Like, I think it's like one of those fake things that got popularized to get teenage boys in high school football to get scared, right? I mean, it certainly does cause hair loss. I mean, now that I think about it, you know, I played, another fun fact about Eric King you might not know. I actually played high school football, American football. My sophomore year, I was outside linebacker. My junior year, I was starting a middle linebacker, right, called the plays. 3, 2, 1, kill, right? And so, I've always been alpha ever since I've been in high school, right? And the funny thing with being an alpha male is it's not a hierarchy. It's like, you're either alpha or you're not alpha. But there could be like 1,000 alpha males in a room. And so it's not like if I'm alpha, the alpha automatically makes you beta. No, it's kind of like, you know, if I eat beef ribs, doesn't automatically mean that you don't eat beef ribs. Or just because I'm 6 feet tall, doesn't make you shorter. Like, there could be 1,000, there could be like 1,000,000 6 foot tall people in a room, right? Especially with internets. So anyways, as a consequence, the internet has become this weird, like, PP measuring contest. And the reason why it's a bad strategy is because, once again, just because Ye has, like, a 12-inch wee-wee doesn't mean that you suddenly have a 2-inch chode, right? The joke, too, is that when people make fun about your wee-wee, right? Especially with Asian dudes, they'd be like, how big is your wee-wee, right? It's like, it's 2 inches, ... from the floor! That you pretend to, like, hang it around your shoulder. It's like, you gotta... All the high school stuff actually comes in handy. And honestly, like, half of the strangeness and the mystique is, you know, I'm not like some juiced out, you know, effing roided out dude. And also, this is the big thing. I am Asian, Asian American, Korean, Korean American. Eric Langhoi, 한국, 모짱 반짱, 큰염 코레, 저는 한국 사람이에요, 100%. Right? So as a consequence, soy coreano, okay? Soy Kore, okay? So as a consequence, the mainstream media is like super racist. And honestly, my thought about Kanye, anyone who hates Kanye is because they are racist. Don't hate Ye because he's richer, more creative, and he once had Kim Kardashian as a wife, and he's got 4 kids, right? And he's much more talented than you. Even though he's only 5'7", and Kim Kardashian is only 5 feet tall. So as a consequence, I think, so some interventions that I encourage. First, like envy or jealousy of no man, there's this Stoic adage, nihil admirare. Nihil means nobody, like nihilism, nothing, nothingness, right? Nobody. Admirare, admire, A-D-M-I-R-I. Nihil. So it means like to admire nobody or nothing but yourself, because you're the most glorious thing out there. And once again, like, I'm at like the bleeding edge of AI right now. I use this thing like, it's like, you know, crack is like, ChatGPT-03 is already maxed out on me, and the deep research preview, so I'm just like twiddling my thumbs until it resets in about a week. And honestly, if this thing like gets really good, I'm actually thinking about upgrading to the $200 a month thing. I was actually doing some mental maths, like, what, $200 a month is what, $7 a day? Like, I definitely get more than $7 of utility and ROI over day over day. So anyways, like, but you know, I'm patient. I'm just gonna wait. And so my interesting theory, like, you gotta become like super, super primal in your body, like kind of like, you know, Haka, caveman, you know, all blacks, Maori, slap your thighs, like do a Haka dance, you know, just watch the YouTube clip of the Haka dudes doing the Haka dance before they're about to kill the opponents on the rugby. It's like absolutely terrifying. And also probably they're all on the juice too. So never put your kid in professional sports because they're gonna get murdered by some other, you know, 17-year-old dude who's already balding and has a jaw like Arnold, like John Cena or what, The Rock. Like, I was watching a little bit of that Black Adam movie on the plane, and it's like when he took off his shirt and you look his back, it's actually like kind of grotesque, like ugly looking. It's like not quite. And then you look at his head, it's like so bald and so buff, but kind of like crinkly. It's kind of weird. Yeah, so once again, trust nobody who's bald, because there's definitely juice in their eyeballs. Like, even the reason why The Rock is so dishonest as a role figure is obviously he's juicing his eyeballs out, but he's like, you know, it's all about hard work and dedication and steroids. You know, download my alarm clock and buy my Under Armour shoes. I'm like, that's cool, but like, please, can't you just do a disclaimer or like an open interview on like why I take the juice, and if you decide to take the juice, you should do X, Y, and Z. It's also problematic too, because in America, yeah, everyone wants to be famous. Everyone wants to get attention. Men, women, cats, dogs alike. This is another thought I had that was interesting. Attention capital. What is more valuable than money? Attention. This is what everyone wants, right? Like, if you drive the Rolls or you have the Hermes bag, whatevs, right? Everyone just wants attention. It's like, why are these girls shooting these like sexy selfies on the internet? Or why are these dudes flexing on the gram or whatevs? It's like everyone wants attention, and it's cool. Like, I want attention. I like having attention. I think it's only dangerous if you end up started to do drugs or plastic surgery or steroids in order to augment your attention. So a lot of women who get breast surgeries or the butt surgeries or lip, whatevs, right? It's because they want more attention. And it is true, they get more attention, but often the drawbacks are A, it's expensive, B, it's time consuming, C, it's painful, and D, there could be hidden side effects. So, I mean, I don't know too much about the science, but like, you know, if you put too much Botox in your face, you're gonna look like creepy cat lady in like 20 years. I mean, if you're cool with that, that's cool. Also the reason why you could definitely see why I'm not on the juice. Like, I have like the nicest skin of all time. I'm like baby face, right? And also, if you deep search it, like, I've been increasing my one rep max very modestly over the last like 5 or 10 years. You know, no big jumps, right? And maybe also the reason why my rack pulls PRs have been going so insanely high is, once again, guys, when you strap on the rack, the dip belt, and you put in the center of the bar, your force leverage like at least 10x is. Like, it's like the ultimate god, demigod hack. And even when I'm doing it now, like, you know, obviously I'd give it my 100% full effort, but you know, I still got more power left in the tank. I think my recent attempt was, I'm just gonna max it out. And also, like, you know, when I'm right now I'm in Phnom Penh, I'm gonna go back to LA in like 3 months, and I'm definitely gonna you know, shell out the, what, $2,000 for the Titan Fitness power rack and buy myself some more 50 kilogram plates. And the funny thing is that I'll just chat GPT myself. And apparently there's like some rumors going around that like my plates are fake. But once again, I don't know if this is ChatGPT just making up stuff or if people are actually saying it. But the thought that's interesting is, you watch all my videos, you can obviously see that the plates aren't fake. I don't even know what a fake plate is, but what's very interesting is, I mean, CGI or computer graphics, whatever, right? The thing that's actually very, very difficult, if not possibly impossible, is actually to fake a bar bend in a video. And I shoot it just GoPro Mini, 24 fps, 1080p, and I often down res it to 720 or 480, and oh scared, don't go down the street. This dog is not having it. Let's take a sip. And dogs are smart. Okay, so anyways, so what was it? What is it? Oh, so what was I saying, guys? Oh, it's very difficult to CGI a bar wobble. And like, you see the, it flex, right? Like, I remember the first time I was like Atlas lifting over like 8, 9, 10 plates. Dudes would come here and be like, that's the first time I've ever seen a bar bend. And there's actually a popular website called barbend.com. Like, that's a cool name, see the bar bend, right? Like, there's a Hugh Jackman quote. I mean, like, he's on the juice too, but I kind of like the quote is, if the bar ain't bending, you pretending. And there's a video of him deadlifting also in Vibram five finger shoes. Okay, so some challenges. So moving forward, I'm gonna keep using chat, Grok. I'm just gonna assume that everything is telling me is false. So I'll just like put it out there, right? So the first thought is, I call this the Eric Kim shoeless beltless challenge. And also have this idea of, no longer, don't think about personal records in just terms of tonnage or poundage or kilogrammage. Think of it in terms of like body weight here, right? So for example, if you're 400 pounds and you deadlift 400 pounds, like, it's not that impressive. If you're 100 pounds, you deadlift 400 pounds, that's very impressive, right? But Eric Kim numbers, right? Think about this. Imagine if you use 100 pounds and you deadlifted 660 pounds. That's pretty crazy. Or even a rack pull. Like, and then the funny thing is, once again, I'm gonna talk about the commentary. The commentary just might be fake, ChatGPT generated stuff, but the thought experiment's interesting. I'm gonna pretend like it's real. Or pretend like it's fake. I'm just gonna put it out there, right? Assuming my form is not legitimate, and it's not because nobody does it like the way I do, I still think it's probably not super easy to rack pull, even with the assisted dip belt thing on your hip, 6.6 times your body weight, question mark. And so like Half Thor, he's what, like 400 pounds? He'd have to rack pull at least 2,400 pounds, which is kind of a lot, right? And even the thing that's funny is that like he deadlifted 502 kilograms, but assuming he's like 150 kilograms, that's only like at most three times his body weight. So I kind of doubled that. And so anyways, this whole leverage idea is interesting because, I mean, it just makes you feel indestructible.